All right, checking mic one, checking mic one.
Check mic two, check mic two, check mic two.
So we just got done doing some Let's Plays.
Right.
And during the mic checks, we like to talk a little bit about our lives to see if we're going to get any crackling or poppling. I call it poppling. It's when there's popping and crackling happening
poppling.
At yes. the same time. We had a little bit of that when we recorded with Alex Chansey. That segment will be up soon. It's probably already up. Just go to Team Awesome Inc., the website. It's Team Awesome. What is it? Yotina.podomatic.com. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. I'm tired. Like, because, man, the Let's Plays, that takes a lot, dude. Doesn't it? I mean, like, we had to, like, re-register shit.
PewDiePie earned those millions.
Yeah, PewDiePie earned that shit. I'm not even kidding. Like, for us to set up our little rinky-dink operation took, like, 3-4 hours. God damn. And then to set up this, because now we're going to do a trailer reaction, and it's for that new hip comic book movie that's coming out.
Oh, yeah?
It can be anything. Just the new hip comic book movie, whatever that is. Whatever
the day.
Whatever's coming up, whatever trailer that just came out, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that's the one.
Otherwise, I'd like to catch up with Armando on his life. How have you been? How's your life been other than our fucking complications with the setup for the Let's Play?
Right.
How have you been?
You know, the weather's warming up, you know.
It's nice out.
Good, yeah. My stomach's getting better and better, so that's cool.
Digestive tract is working.
Yeah, getting that back online.
Nice.
Things are good. The things are good when I things are objectively
Shouldn't
better.
Say that out loud, man. Shouldn't say it out loud, man.
Good.
Just saying. Shouldn't say it.
Sometimes.
I'm trying to be the guy that comes in and he's like always ruins it. He's like, well, I wouldn't be. Nope. Now it's all going to go bad. It's all going to. Because you're feeling good, it's all going to go downhill from there.
Yep.
But no, I'm glad you're feeling
it
better.
It never went downhill.
No, sorry to like cut the, like to undercut the fucking positivity that's coming from that. No, honestly, thank you, you know, making the time to come over and to do the Let's Plays. We kicked some ass.
Yep.
We did some more Gears of War 4.
Right.
We did some more Call of Duty. No, wait. Black Ops. Wait. Call
Black
of Duty
Ops
3. Wait.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Thank you. Zombie Mode Part 2. We reached a level, but we're not going to tell you.
Yeah,
we had a number.
We
certainly had a number.
We
All
did.
Right. Well, with that in mind, go check that out. The YouTube channel is Simmer Mike. Again, Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel. Download, like, and subscribe there. You can check out our trailer reactions or Let's Plays. Other than that, let's start the fucking shoe. Right?
I think we could.
Should or could? You said you were going to say should.
Should we?
I mean, should we
do anything?
Well, we could.
Yeah.
So let's, you want to just go ahead?
Yeah, okay.
Let's start the show. Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Let's get the aerobic.
Awesome hypothetical.
All right, we haven't had any problems with the audio issues.
Yay.
So far.
Yay.
But if we have any issues with this fucking audio,
well, fuck it.
I'm putting my phone on fucking. I can't put it on airplane mode because I need it to be on internet mode. All right, guys.
I got mine on airplane.
It's time to do a segment we haven't done in a very long time. It's time for your awesome hypotheticals. Holy shit. We haven't done one of these in a long time, Armando Aranda.
Wow. It's been months.
This is basically awesome hypotheticals is we discuss the mysteries of the universe in the form of random-ass hypothetical questions. And what these do is they stimulate the part of the brain, the creative part of the brain, that gets you to think outside of the box and gets you to explore imagination town, imagination world, or the parallel universe of imagining things, whatever you want to fucking call it. But don't forget, you can follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like that Facebook page, and of course, download, subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Again, that's yotina.podomatic.com. Joined with Armando Aranda, co-host with me on Team Awesome Inc.
Hey.
Been doing some Let's Plays, some trailer reactions, big production day today, Armando. Holy fuck. Most of it was set up. Most of it was set up.
Yep.
Like, very few, like, you guys don't know how much setup is put into this shit. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. greatly appreciate it. And if you want to donate to the show, a half of those donations will benefit the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. It's a great cause helping women out all over the world and in America with ovarian cancer problems such as research, treatment, and funding. Be sure to check out their website, OCRF.com. Again, the OCRF.com. Just, and if you want to just send money to them directly, go for it. But if you send some to us, we send some to them. It's guilt-free laughs, people. That's what we're offering on the show. Right, Armando?
Sure.
Not sure. It's a confident yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Say it like the way you know how I like it.
Yes.
No, not ew. No, like yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one. Thank you.
The Howard Dean one.
Yeah, Howard Dean. Yeah. So here we go. Moving on to our awesome hypotheticals. We're going to solve some mysteries in the universe. And I'm calling it the dumb ones. Mm. Really, they're random. They're like a bunch of random hypothetical questions.
Sorry, I'm not farting.
No, he's not. They can't hear what you're doing.
Okay.
They really can't. He's just adjusting in his seat. And it kind of sounded like he farted, but he was worried the mic picked it up. So if you did hear that, it's not Armando
it's
farting.
It's not my flatulence.
Armando is not farting, and the mic did not pick it up. It was him just moving in the seat. We swear to you. All right, here's the first. Sorry, man, that's a dick thing to say. It's like. Oh, he is not lying. No, actually, he's telling. He really is telling the truth. If you heard that, I'm calling this segment the dumb ones / random ones. Before you interrupted me about your fart noise.
Now on to the dumb ones.
Yeah, back to the dumb shit. You dumb shit with your dumb shit farts. Sorry.
Cock.
You cock. And what else? Tits and pussy. There. All right. All the dirty words I could think of. Balls.
Semen.
Semen. That's not a dirty word. That's a scientifically correct word. Penis.
All right. I'll just say semen and penis.
Ew. Somehow it's grosser that way. Vagina.
Vagina.
All right. We're supposed to be talking about hypotheticals. This is what happens. We're at the tail end of production on this show today, and we're just like fucking goofy idiots. All right, this is the dumb ones / random ones. Why not? Would you rather never talk or never hear? That's already a stupid fucking question because I don't want to never hear or talk. And but if you could talk and you can't hear anyone, what's the point?
I could answer that really quickly.
Well, I'd rather never hear.
Yeah, I'd rather never hear either.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. So
I don't have to hear all this bullshit.
So many annoying things come in through your ears.
And I know that's dumb of me to say as someone who does a podcast and does like radio stuff and does like audio shit. It's like, if you don't want to hear, how are you going to do your fucking job? Well, it's like, well, I'll just hire someone to edit my shit. I just trust that they know what they're doing.
Right.
Because I know I can still talk and I know what my voice sounds like. But it's like for the rest of your life, never being able to hear.
Well,
the problem
hear,
is
you could see the voice on the screen.
Yeah, you can
now,
see.
Now
yeah,
the,
you can see
we're,
the audio.
We're all digital now.
I know, but dude, I love music. Mm. I just love music.
I know. That would be the suckiest part about losing hearing.
Like if you were to lose your hearing, you would never hear music. I like to never hear Jimi Hendrix or the Beatles or God, who else? Tupac Shakur, fucking Biggie Smalls. Like to me, they're all the same, and it's like it's all like the same shit. And I to never hear that music again, just that. And to never hear the voice of like my family again, or like my nephew's voice, or like maybe it would be best to not ever talk again. Because hearing is such a joyful experience, and talking, it's like, what's the point of talking if you can't hear? You could write. You can
well,
write
I don't
shit
know about
down.
That, man. We're
if
we're,
you can never talk, you could still write shit down and hear people.
Yeah,
but you can't like have someone write down what something sounds like. Mm-hmm. You can, but it'd be like, oh, I imagine that this music sounds good. You know,
yeah.
It's like if you can't talk, you could still communicate by texting. Writing, typing, having an odd, like what, like not an auto tune, but wouldn't it be cool if you had an auto tune voice box? Hey, Armando, just want to say hi. That sounded more like Alanis Morissette than auto tune. Thank you, India.
You ought to know.
I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. Wow, I do sound like Alanis Morissette.
It's not fair.
To deny him there.
These nachos.
Oh, man. We are having a throwback. All right. So that's
it's
right.
It's all 90s.
It's all 90s all the time here at Team Awesome Inc. 97.672149er. Yeah, there's a niner in there, and that's a Chris Farley reference, millennials. All right, guys. So the question is, never talk or never hear. Before I was on the never hearing side, mm-hmm. but now I'm on the never talking side because I just love music. I love hearing things, and I can communicate other ways than talking.
Yeah.
But I still love to talk, obviously, because I do a fucking talk show.
Yeah.
So either way, I'm screwed on this
one. Yeah, I'm in my daily life.
Everyone is. Like, you can't win. So I just... I'd say like, not talk. I'll have a robot voice.
Like day to day, it's just like
Stephen Hawking doesn't talk, and he still gets around fine. And he can't walk.
Oh, and
he still communicates, and he's still a fucking genius.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to change my answer.
Robo voice, boom.
I'll have to change my answer too. You convinced me.
I'm sorry, but robo voice, music,
yes.
Music, movies. Come on, man, you gotta be able to hear that shit. Right. Sound is very important,
and
able to talk is important.
And I could just text people.
And also, it would make you appreciate communication more. Mm. You'd have a better you'd be a better listener. That's for sure. Like not you. It's specifically you. Fucking Armando would be a better fucking listener. No, it has nothing to do with Armando. I mean, like, it would make anybody, including myself. Which, let's face it, I should be a better listener in general. But we're not here talking about me. We're just talking about hypotheticals, you guys. So I'll. I guess we're on talk. Never talk.
Yeah, never talk.
Because we could use robo voice. Type some shit in and have a computer say it for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck it. It doesn't. Yeah. Fuck it. I'll just text people.
All right.
Everyone has a phone on them anyway.
I'll get the Arnold Schwarzenegger
yeah,
preset.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Yeah. I'll get the Snoop Dogg preset. How's it going, man? Fuck yeah. Make a left here. Sorry, I'm thinking of when they did the, what is it? The directions?
GPS.
The GPS stuff. Because I had a friend that had the Snoop Dogg one. Be like, make a left, man. It's like, fuck yeah, Snoop. It's like, in about a few blocks, you're going to want to turn right. It was like Snoop Dogg was really giving you directions. It was awesome. Anyway, download that when you can. Moving along to the next dumb hypothetical question that's fucking stupid.
Cock.
Yeah, what a bunch of cocks. No, do you think someone like Robin Hood could exist in the modern world? And then it goes on to say, what about Batman? Holy shit. We're getting a Robin Hood and Batman hypothetical question. All right. Shit. Here we go.
Robin Hood.
Robin Hood versus... Well, let's start with Robin Hood. Let's do chronologically. Could a Robin Hood exist? Steal from the rich, give to the poor. Hackers? Stealing money and they don't keep the money. They distribute it amongst the poor.
Russian Robin Hood.
I guess no, the Russians wouldn't do that. They'd keep it for themselves.
Probably.
They'd steal from Americans and give to the Russians.
Right.
Well, that would be stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. Then
that's true.
But they did it to themselves. Cold War. Shouldn't have Cold Warred us. That's what you get for Cold Warring.
Yes.
Russia. Sorry. Am I sorry? Should we be sorry? I don't know how to feel about it. I guess we're cool with them now.
Yeah,
whatever.
So.
Commie ways. I don't know. Are they commies anymore? What are they? Socialists? What are Russians?
I
know they're people, but what are they?
I don't know anymore.
Government wise.
I don't know. I guess.
Fuck. We're here to talk about Robin Hood. All
right,
look.
Robin Hood.
Could Robin Hood exist? I like the idea of robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. And it's like redistribution of wealth, right? Like it's giving it directly to the people that need it and taking it from those who have too much. And they're just sitting on piles of money for no fucking reason. Literally just sitting on piles of money, not spending it on anything, just accumulating more and more wealth just to fucking look at numbers in a bank account. And you're not even spending it. You're just looking at it. Money could go towards, and you have plenty. You have plenty, and that money could go towards education. It could go towards giving someone a fucking liver transplant that doesn't have insurance. For fuck's sake. But again, that's just me getting on my high horse about shit. That's what happens when you talk about Robin Hood. He's a social character. He's a social commentary character. Someone who steals from the rich and gives to the poor. He's a man of the people. The people look up to him. And essentially, he's a thief.
And he's a thief, but...
It's a weird gray area, man.
So, yeah, but the rich people were kind of thieves first.
I think Robin Hood would exist, but it would be like at Robin Hood, and he'd be like a fucking hacker, and it would the modern day version of Robin Hood would be like hacking.
Yeah,
Little John would. These would all be usernames.
Right. Right.
That's what I'm creating a TV show based out of it now.
He wires money into poor people's accounts.
Yeah, it takes place in Nottingham and Silicon Valley.
All right, let's make the show.
Nottingham is the company in Silicon Valley. And
hey, you know what?
It's like Mr. Robot, but Robin Hood.
Robin Hood is probably like public domain right now.
You know,
now, right?
I didn't know we were going to play Your Welcome Hollywood during Awesome Hypotheticals, but goddamn, that'd be a good show. I'd watch that Netflix. You know, give us a call. Hit us up. Our Gmail is teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Again, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. Let us know if you have any hypothetical questions you want to ask us, if you have any answers to the hypothetical questions we've been asking, or if you have any questions, comments, or concerns in general, because we know you probably do. But other than that, get back to us about the Netflix series we want to do about Robin Hood being a hacker. It's like Mr. Robot, but Robin Hood, and like Little John is, he's actually like little. He really is little. That'll be the twist that we do. Little John will actually be little. He'll be like a little person, and Peter Dinklage will play him.
Oh my god,
You're welcome, Hollywood. All right, so do you think that, I mean, I think it could in that sense, but do you think someone physically going around with like a bow and arrow and Earl Flynn like facial hair and like ha ha rich people, stay up in your place, give me your doubloons,
so there, like, with a feather like, in his hat.
He'd be like, get the fuck out of my way, you fucking fairy. And he'd be like, well, that's very rude of you to call me that. I'm going to have to slice you in twine. You know, and like, he'd pull out his bow and arrow and be like, look, that's not a gun. It looks like a prop. Are you coming from a stage play or some shit? Like, no one would take Robin Hood seriously nowadays. Robin Hood would have to have a gun. Well, he couldn't do it old school.
I mean, a bow, you can.
He'd have to have a crossbow.
Flesh is still soft.
Yeah, but, I mean, look. In New York, if someone held a bow and arrow up at me and said, give me all your money, at first I'd be like, I'd wonder how good they are. Mm. And then I'd take my bag and I'd hold my bag up in front of me and be like, well, you got to hit me somewhere.
Right.
You got to give me somewhere. Oh, got to give me. And then I'd run away and I'd hold up my bag.
You're talking like you're going to tickle him.
Like a bag. Okay, you get me. I'm coming at you. Because that's the thing is archers, people with bows and arrows, they need distance to get you.
So if
I use my bag as his shield and run at him,
right,
he's fucked unless he knows how to use that bow and arrow like Hawkeye.
Yeah, unless he's like thinking really quick.
Unless he can like Donatello that bow.
Yeah.
Donatello from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, he's got a bow staff.
Got a trick shot.
And you can actually use bows as bow staffs, as weapons. I mean, as hand-to-hand combat weapons to an extent. Yeah, I mean, really, I think Robin Hood could exist, but only as a hacker hacking rich people's accounts.
Well, yeah, plus he'd get busted by the cops really quick.
Everyone would get
all
Robin
the
Hood.
Agencies, all, yes.
And even Anonymous would be like, they'd be on his side, but they'd be like, yeah, you're in trouble. So that's the only way I could think of Robin Hood existing nowadays. But Batman, now we're onto the Batman part. Oh, fuck. You know, this has come up before in Awesome Hypotheticals, and we've determined this is too impractical and too expensive. Batman actually would serve his community better if he donated his money to charity and to hospices and to rebuilding urban areas.
Okay, but is it possible, though?
No, it isn't. I mean, the idea of one man, military-grade technology, and they did a facts and figures, and they found out it would cost about $4 to $5 billion to have the suit. Just the suit.
Just the suit. Wow. So somebody somewhere is going to notice the money going.
Yeah. And no, we're not even talking about a cave that's being built, like dug out and like Wi-Fi's being installed and like right. There's like a fucking like cable guy
like
from
fiber optic lines.
Yeah, like fucking what is it? Time Warner Cable shows up at the fucking Batcave and they're like, "Holy shit, Bruce Wayne's Batman?" I mean, it would just have to be like there's no way. There's no way that a Batman type could exist unless Batman fought crime through hacking. It was a hashtag Batman or whatever, and Batman was like well, the modern day superheroes, the ones who can hide are online.
Right.
But even then it's hard. Even then that's a hard thing to do.
Yep.
You have to be really fucking good at that kind of thing. If you hear that flying over us, that's the Batcopter. That's Batman flying over us making sure that we're not talking shit about him.
How much money did he spend on that thing?
Well, they did, again, facts and figures. Even for just the Batmobile, The Batmobile's more affordable.
Okay, yeah, armored.
It's more affordable than the bat suit. Guess how much? When they found out how much a Batmobile would be.
Batmobile, it's probably...
It's armored, it's got military grade weapons. Technology and weaponry. Defense weaponry, though. It's anti-personnel, but it's not meant to maim. It's meant to maim, but not kill.
Mm. $3 million?
$3 million? But it's cheaper than the suit.
It's cheaper than the suit. But I guess not by much.
I'll say you're right with the million. You're right in the millions.
Oh.
With the millions, you're right. Oh. I'll give you that.
Oh, okay. So 50 million?
It's somewhere close to $100 million to $50 million for a Batmobile.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking the Batmobile from the Tumblr from... this was all based off of Chris Nolan's Batman Begins what it would really cost based on what he was doing in that movie. Mm. And it would just be an astronomical amount of money. People would see how much money R&D was going into developing a Batman. It would be a whole corporate endeavor, basically, to create this thing. And Chris Nolan did it in a very clever way and kind of like skimmed by the... paperwork details, but he did in The Dark Knight touch upon that with the accountant who figured out that, oh, wait, this money's going towards that. Are you Batman? And he's like, no. And if I was, do you think it's a good idea to talk shit about me? And the guy's like, oh, right. Yeah, you're probably Batman. I should shut up. And he's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. And then he's like, I work for Batman. Oh, shit. And then he went on TV and then Bruce Wayne saved him. Remember that? Dark Knight was a great movie. So the idea of Batman being real... It's not only financially impossible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's possible financially, but impractical.
Yeah.
No matter how much military training you have, no matter how much tactical training you have, essentially, you can't take on 30 men on your own, even if you were doing it ninja style. After about two or three of those guys, they're going to know something's up.
Yeah,
and they're going to be looking for you, and when they find you, they'll catch you unless you run away.
Yeah, unless you run away.
Unless you razzle dazzle them, even if you know kung fu, even if you know how to fight, you got to like throw a cape around.
Yeah,
you got to, and that cape's heavy because you use that to glide around and shit.
Well, you'd have to have like a mecha suit. Like,
you might as well just carry a stun gun and knockout darts. Fuck it. Why even fight? Why even go down and physically fight? Because Batman's pissed off. He's mad and he wants to hit people. That's why. He's working out his anger problems by punching people in the face. Oh, God.
I misunderstood.
Alfred overcooked the fucking steak again. He's my only parent. And he's not my parent. My parents are dead. Ah! And he just goes and just rages out. Yeah, so it wouldn't work. The only way a Batman would work is if he exposed criminals online and he was a hacker. Again, hackers are the only way superheroes could work now. Unless they had real superpowers. Otherwise... I just don't see a man or a woman having the financial or physical or... You'd have to have a team of people to pull it off. And all of them would have to be playing the same role.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'd have to have, like, political power.
It'd be a moniker. It'd be a moniker. It'd be like Ra's al Ghul. You know what I mean? Like, Ra's al Ghul in the Chris Nolan universe turned into a moniker. Mm. Liam Neeson and then, like, whoever would pass it on to somebody else, they would be the next Ra's al Ghul. So it was just an idea. It was a legend, basically, like what we got from Batman Begins. Like, Liam Neeson explained.
Right.
A legend, Mr. Wayne. Yeah, I don't think... To exist in the real world, hacking is the only way they could. Thoughts?
Yes.
I'd like to see a Batman in real life.
I'm saying if Batman, I guess Batman would have to be more like Tony Stark in that, like...
He'd have to have an Iron Man suit.
Like the government couldn't fuck with him in some way.
He'd have to be an military industrialist.
And, like, people would know who he is.
Yeah, like a weapons dealer, arms dealer. And,
right, he would have to not give a fuck if people know who he is.
And if he's... And it literally, Iron Man would probably be more feasible than Batman.
Yeah.
Batman would work in, like, a small scale, like, if he was doing... detective work and not engaging the guys.
Right.
And if he was engaging them, maybe he was engaging like a few at a time because he's using Batman's a ninja without a sword.
Mm.
That's all he is. Batman's a ninja without a sword. And he has a glider. A ninja without a sword and a glider. That's Batman.
Yeah.
What are ninjas good at? Stealth.
Right.
I'm sorry. And how many people are good at stealth? Spies. And who do they work for? The government. So fucking... there are Batman. Batman exist. They're called spies. They're called ninjas.
Yeah, I'm saying... Well, yeah, I guess they have
but the government. But they're not effective. They got killed all the time. And they got caught all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember? Like, not remember. Like, we lived through feudal Japan.
But yeah, to even exist in that capacity, you would have to have, like, political power behind you.
Yeah, man. You'd have to have some sort of political power behind you. You're right. So even for the Robin Hood thing, I mean, or you'd have to be completely off the grid hacker type.
Right.
So there's our answer. I was surprised by that one. I mean, it's a dumb one, but it was a good one. Here's the next awesome hypothetical. By the way, you're welcome for solving another mystery of the universe. You're welcome. Here's the next random dumb one. If you could ask any historic figure one question, who would it be and what would you ask?
Well, okay, that's
any historic figure.
That's a thinker.
You can ask him one question. Man, I thought these were going to be dumb random ones, but they're actually kind of like the last one and this one. They're not dumb.
Right.
Any historic figure, one question? Well, I always go to the whole Lee Harvey Oswald. I'd ask him if he actually killed JFK.
Well, would you believe him if he's...
let's add a stipulation to this, okay?
Yeah.
You can ask any historical figure one question, and they have to answer truthfully.
Okay.
All right? And you know they're answering truthfully because they say, I super duper swear on my mama's life. Mm. And they mean it.
Mm.
So... I guess that would be mine, is ask Lee Harvey Oswald, like dig him up and reanimate him. Did you really do it? Be like, no, man, it was the other guys. What other guys? The other guys. And then he dies again. Like, what? Who are they? It's the guy in the grassy knoll. Who was that guy? I don't know.
Turns into dust and blows away.
like a vampire. Yeah, that piece of shit. If he did what he did, I don't know if he did it. That's what I want to ask him. I want to know. That's one of them. I don't know. Maybe I'd ask, I'd ask Hitler what his fucking problem was. What's your fucking problem, man? Seriously, what's your fucking problem?
I want to make Germany great again.
I just hate everyone. It's like, why? I don't know. Everyone sucks. Everyone's a dick. It's like, do you need a friend? Do you just need a friend? I don't want friends. I want to be in charge. You're a dick. Like, that's why he's a genocidal fuckhead. Glad he's dead. Routing in hell, Hitler. Moving along. Any historical figure, one question. Nikola Tesla comes to mind. Would you ask him anything?
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
Because he's always a guy that we love talking about. And they need to make a Nikola Tesla movie. They are. The guy who played Young Beast in X-Men Days of Future Past.
Right.
Nicholas Holt, I think, is his name. He's playing Nikola Tesla.
Nice.
Fucking awesome, right? Like, they're going to make that movie. It's too bad that they didn't make it when David Bowie was still alive, because he would have been an amazing Nikola Tesla. He played Tesla in The Prestige, directed by Chris Nolan, by the way. It was phenomenal. Would you ask him anything? Like, how he did his stuff?
How do you do your stuff?
Before Edison stole it and hid it?
Right?
Thomas Edison stole all of Nikola Tesla's shit and hid it. And it's still hidden.
Yeah, I would probably ask him a lot about...
Like, how did you pull electricity from the air? Like, how did you do that?
I want to know that. Yeah, actually, that is probably the most useful
thing.
Like,
how did you figure that out, man? Because that's fucking insane. You figured out how to pull, like, electricity and energy from the fucking
air? I
want to
know how he figured it out. I want to know how you do it.
How do you do it, and how can I, like, do it on a regular basis? And his energy was more efficient than Thomas Edison's, and then we eventually switched over to Tesla's form.
Alternating current.
Alternating current, yeah. Fucking Thomas Edison, what a dick, man. He's going down in history as an asshole. And people, I remember as a kid, people were like, oh, yes, Thomas Edison.
Oh, yeah, I love Thomas Edison as a kid.
Greatest ever. Greatest
ever. Light bulb.
And then you grow up and you're like, oh, fuck. Nikola Tesla was the guy who could have changed the world, and Edison bought him out and fucked him over. Damn it.
The world's a worse place because of Thomas Edison.
Great. Because of Thomas Edison screwing over Nikola Tesla and fucking John F. Kennedy getting assassinated, the world sucks. Thanks a lot, whoever did all that shit. Probably the same guy time traveling, just being like, yeah, fuck the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do everything to ruin it. All right, moving along.
Abraham Lincoln.
Nice. Uh-huh. I like it. Abraham Lincoln's the shit. What would you ask him?
Oh, actually, there was rumors that he was gay.
Oh, He has to answer truthfully. Yeah. All right, I'll be Abraham Lincoln. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. 4 score and 7. Hey, Abe. Sorry. Hold on a second.
Abe.
Yes. Pardon me.
Yes. You must answer truthfully.
All right. Yes. What is it? What's the question?
Do you fancy? Is that a word that you use?
Yes. Fancy is a word we use. Yes.
Do you fancy men?
What do you mean? In what capacity?
Oh,
as in workers, as in good workers and good men and hard-working American men that build this country and foundations. They fight wars for us. Yes, of course.
Well, yes. Do you fancy them in the way of how do I say this?
What are you getting at? What are you trying to? What are you asking me?
A sexual capacity.
I'm sorry.
Do you fancy men? In a sexual capacity. Are you a homosexual, if you will?
Could you repeat the question?
I can, but I'm not going to.
I'm the motherfucking president of the United Goddamn States. I am Abraham Goddamn Lincoln, dressed in immense power. You will ask me that question again.
Okay. Do you fancy men in a sexual capacity?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Of course. I couldn't hear you the first few times. Why didn't you answer me? Why were you being so... Of course I do. Martha's my beard. Sorry. And scene. That's what would have happened. Abraham Lincoln was secretly gay, and that's why he was killed. That's it. That's interesting. No, that's interesting. I never knew that about Abraham Lincoln, like that he might have been secretly gay.
Yeah.
But he had so many kids, though.
He used to... He used to sleep in the same bed as, like, other men or something like that.
Oh, really? Well, that... Well, maybe
like, regularly?
He may have been lonely. He grew up very poor, Abraham Lincoln, and mm-hmm. his mother died when he was very young.
Yeah.
So, you know, he might have just had attachment issues. But then again, who knows? That's a really interesting question to ask, and I never knew that about Abraham Lincoln. I suppose if he was, that would be our first gay president.
Right.
Or our first known gay president.
Right.
Some of those earlier ones with the fucking powdered wigs.
Powdered wigs.
George Washington. He was all glam rock coming right. in with his tights and his powdered wig on that fucking boat being like, "Sup, bitches, I'm the new president. Deal with it." He was glam rock. I'm sorry, but... that was dope. Anyway, moving along. What an interesting question, Armando. I'm glad I pushed you. I'm glad I annoyed you and pushed you on that because we got a good one out of it. All right, last one. We'll do one more awesome hypothetical, and that'll be it for the shizzo. it's called the dumb one, so we're gonna end on a dumb one. We had two, three really solid ones. Let's end on a dumb one. Yep. If you could have a hamburger named after you, what would you call it?
Hamburger. Like, what do I like in a hamburger? Ooh, I like the cheese.
Yeah. All right. All right. What kind of beef burger would you be? A beef burger? It's just because it's a burger doesn't mean it has to be beef.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it could be lamb.
I mean, oh, lamb burger.
Yeah.
Wow.
We, you know.
Lamb is tasty.
Lamb is good.
Oh, lamb burger. Ooh.
You could be a lamb and cheese. Turkey burger. You could be a veggie burger.
I know.
Be a buffalo burger. It's like shrimp. There's all kinds of ways to make shrimp.
Don't
make me go into the fucking Forrest Gump thing.
All right.
I'll tell you what I would like on if I could make call it the Mike burger.
Right.
It would be like, I don't know, it would have deep fried onions.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried jalapenos,
mm-hmm.
bacon,
mm-hmm.
two patties,
mm-hmm.
in between the two patties, two different kinds of cheese,
mm.
cheddar on top, and then a mild white cheese in the middle, thinking Swiss, maybe mozzarella. And then, for the dressing, you put a little garlic aioli on that.
Nice.
Toast the bun. I'm saying garlic aioli. You toast that bun. Well, we got to do, we already got two kinds of cheese on there. We got two kinds of meat. We got the deep friedness going on. Lettuce, tomato, just for good measure. A malted chocolate milkshake. Boom. Mm. You're welcome, America.
Yes.
You're welcome, America. That's the Mike burger. That sounds, I would eat the fuck out of it. Maybe a side of barbecue sauce.
Uh-huh.
Just for dipping.
Right.
Because, like, if I'm going to put the garlic aioli on there and I'm going to have, like, all that cheese and bacon, I think barbecue sauce for dipping would be good, even for the sweet potato fries, because I love different sauces with my sweet potato French fries.
Oh, nice.
But we're talking food talk now. Now, your burger, what would the Armando burger be?
Armando burger. It would be like, okay, so, yeah, it would be like a burger, beef patty.
Oh, yeah, beef. Sorry, I forgot to mention. Mine would be a beef, but it would be like an Angus beef. None of that natural grass-fed. I want straight-up Angus beef.
Okay.
That's right. American Angus beef. God damn it. All right,
injected with hormones.
Hormones and steroids and all that good shit.
Flowing with pus.
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
All right, what would the Armando burger be? Armando. Right. I would order that.
The Armando.
Just based on the name alone.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I get gotta go simple cheese.
Simple
nice,
cheese.
Nice cheddar.
Nice cheddar.
A bacon. Good cheddar.
Bacon.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Cheddar. Tomato.
Bacon, tomato.
Onion.
I did two patties on mine, but they're like medium sized patties for mine. Do you want one big one, or do you want what's the patty you're dealing with?
I do one big one.
Yeah.
I do one big one.
Nice big patty.
Big patty.
I was doing like two medium sized ones with cheese in the center of both, but I like where you're going.
Right, right.
Barbecue sauce.
You
got the barbecue. We're keeping the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, some.
What else?
Some onions. Yes. Yeah, like cooked onions.
Ah, like grilled or sauteed onions? Nice.
Yeah. And.
So, yeah, different approach on that. I like.
And like. And top it off with like some like cayenne pepper.
Ooh,
yeah,
it's a little spiced.
Yeah,
I like that. Just enough.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese?
I like cheddar. Cheddar cheese.
Oh yeah, cheddar.
Yeah.
Nice
cheddar. Ooh yeah, and top it off with and put some French fries on the burger.
Oh
yes.
Oh, but like special French fries that only go on the burger.
Yeah.
Like you have other French fries that you can eat, but those French fries, those are burger French fries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Oh, that saves time.
And there's a few red things on it, so I'll call it Armando's Red Burger.
Oh, it'll be the Red Burger.
Yeah.
You could throw some red. Well, I mean, if it's got the cayenne pepper, that's kind of red, right?
Yeah, so that's like, red. And tomatoes are red.
Tomatoes are red.
Bacon's red.
Kind of keep it a bit red, and you call it the Red Burger. Yeah. Armando's Red Hot or whatever. That's awesome. Nice. I think we got some delicious hypotheticals out of that last one. So you're welcome, America, yet again. You're welcome, Top Chef, as well. We've helped you create the best burgers, and we've also solved mysteries of the universe yet again. Thank you, Armando Aranda, for joining me for these awesome hypotheticals. So just to recap, would Robin Hood, Batman, exist in real life? No, but Iron Man? No, but Iron Man would.
Iron Man would.
Yeah, Batman, Superman... Well, Superman, no. It was Batman or Robin Hood.
Right.
And we said no, but Iron Man, yeah. Which is funny. Iron Man always works his way in, even in the Spider-Man trailer. Go see Spider-Man trailer number 2, our reaction on Simmer Mike. That's right. Simmer Mike is our YouTube channel. We do trailer reactions and Let's Play video game reactions and reviews. Anyway, then afterwards we talked about Never Hearing. Or Never Talking.
Right.
We started off with the Never Hearing,
right.
But then we realized we want to hear shit and we can communicate other ways.
Right.
We can get electronic voice boxes, so fuck it.
Yeah.
And then after that, if you could ask any historical figure one question, what would it be? And we added the stipulation of, and they have to answer truthfully.
Right.
Mine would be to probably Lee Harvey Oswald. It'd be like, did you really do it or not? Not, we both like piggybacked on the Nikola Tesla thing. We just would ask Nikola Tesla how to pull electricity from the air. Like, how do you do that? How do you do the things you do? And all the ideas that he had that we're implementing slowly, like over time, they're like, wow, we finally have the technology to do all these things that Nikola Tesla wanted to do.
Right.
It's fucking weird and wild and awesome. So yeah, I'd ask. We joined in on that. But then Armando, he wanted to ask Abraham Lincoln if he was a homosexual because there was rumors about that he slept in beds with other men and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I would be curious as well. I mean, like, and he had to answer truthfully. What if he said yes?
Yeah.
You know, then it'd be our first official gay president. And it was Abraham Lincoln. How fucking cool is that? Like,
right.
Everyone loves Honest Abe anyway. You know, I think that just makes him more appealing.
Right.
It's the Abraham Lincoln for the new generation. This isn't your granddad's Abraham Lincoln. This Abraham Lincoln makes out with dudes and rides skateboards. He's fucking cool.
Millennial
he's
Lincoln.
He's Millennial Lincoln. I think we got a sitcom deal with Millennial Lincoln. It's like Clone High. Remember Clone High?
Yeah.
Nobody out there knows Clone High.
90s again.
90s. Millennials. YouTube Clone High. They're bringing it back. Did you know they're bringing Clone High back?
Nice. Yeah. They're rebooting everything.
Everything's getting rebooted, even Clone High. Make it happen. Go check it out. But and then the last one. We had the Mike Burger and the Amando Red Hot Burger. The Mike Burger was deep fried onions, deep fried jalapenos. Not jalapenos. It was red peppers. It had garlic aioli on it. Bacon, and then on the side was sweet potato french fries and barbecue sauce for dipping.
Nice.
Armando?
Yep, I got my beef patty, I got my cheddar, I got my bacon, I got my tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
I got my cayenne pepper.
And then I had two kinds of cheese. I had cheddar and mozzarella. You had just cheddar.
Just cheddar.
Because you didn't want to overcomplicate the cheese, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My burger, I went a little complicated on it. But that's fair enough. Overall, I would eat both of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think we could share those burgers and it'd be a delicious meal. Ladies and gentlemen, we greatly appreciate you tuning in yet again. As per usual, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Download, like, and subscribe on our website, yotina.podomac.com. Again, that's yotina.podomac.com. Check out the Let's Plays. Check out the YouTube. Simmer Mike, YouTube. That's our channel. We do trailer reactions and all that good stuff. Check it out. And also, we're live at soundcast.fm. So thank you again for tuning in. Thank you, Armando Aranda. Peace out, guys. Always keep an open mind and an open heart.
This has been Team Awesome. You're at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.